To the point. My parents and others have offered to pay the full cost of my mission, so I don't need to save any of my own money, right?
It is good and honorable for parents or other family members to sacrifice to help pay the cost of young people's missions. Nevertheless, church leaders have encouraged missionaries to work and sacrifice to pay for at least part of their missions themselves. For instance, Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has said, "Prospective missionaries ought to have a job and save money for their missions. Every mission president would concur with me that the missionary who has worked and saved and helped pay for part or all of his or her mission is a better prepared missionary. How to Prepare to Be a Good Missionary, New Era, March 2007, page 9. As you pray and counsel with your parents and priesthood leaders about this question, rather than thinking of how little you need to do, perhaps it would be best to think of how much you're able to do to help finance your mission.
Who will be on the earth during the millennium, and what will they be doing?
The millennium is the 1,000-year period of peace and righteousness following the second coming of Jesus Christ, who will reign over the earth during that time. See the 10th article of faith. Those remaining on the earth during the millennium will be the good people of the earth, those who are righteous and just, regardless of their religion. This includes those who will be on the earth at the time of the second coming, as well as those who will be resurrected at that time and other times throughout the millennium. The wicked will not remain on the earth and will not be resurrected until after the millennium. So what will people do during these 1,000 years? We know that a main focus will be to continue the work of salvation, helping people come unto Christ. Church members will share the gospel with those remaining who have not received it in its fullness. Family history and temple work will be especially important and will link the entire family of man all the way back to Adam and Eve. 1,000 years is a long time. So it's safe to assume that people will likely do a wide variety of things that are virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy. 13th article of faith, but that have not necessarily been mentioned in any of the revelations. For more on the millennium, see True to the Faith, a Gospel Reference, 2004, pages 103 through 104. End of the section. To the point.